November 30th, 2019, the Feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I wish to speak to you about gift-giving. In and of itself, this is not bad, and if practiced in a self-giving way, can be a great grace. The season of Christmas becomes convoluted only when materialism becomes the focus instead of the birth of my son. This is where the mass media plays a role. Consumerism is lauded by the media as the source of all joy and happiness, especially during the holiday season. If the soul loses sight of the real meaning of Christmas, his joy will be short-lived and superficial at best. I am calling you to a deeper sense of joy, a joy which brings peace of heart. This is a joy which comes to you in proportion to the faith you hold in your heart. The ones who hold true faith in their hearts and believe wholeheartedly that my son was born in the stable in Bethlehem, have the greatest gift of all. No material goods of the world can bring greater joy. Gift-giving, in a material sense, can be an expression of human love, one for the other. This is good and acceptable in my eyes. However, do not allow it to be the full focus of your heart as you celebrate the feast of Christmas. Prepare your hearts with charitable works for the less fortunate. This takes the focus off self and allows you to focus on the real meaning of Christmas. Then the birth of my son will have a place in your hearts." A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 6 through 7. "And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.